let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang by Jeffrey Janicus is a feel-good, family fun Halloween story for the ages. A departure from the traditional scary or gory storyline, A Halloween to Remember focuses on the fun and funny side of Halloween, but still has just the right amount of suspense and fright. If you like Halloween, then A Halloween to Remember is the book for you. Jeffrey Janicus lives in Nevada, a structural engineer by education, worked for several years on the design of sports stadiums and arenas, then became an owner's representative on large casino projects, and now owns his own general contracting business. He and his family love all aspects of Halloween, from trick-or-treating to costume parties to haunted houses to eating candy. They consider themselves foremost experts on the fun-filled holiday. While Jeff has written several technical papers in the past, this is his first novel. A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang, a 5-star rating on Amazon, Elite Award winner 2021 gift holiday specialty category, a great story of friendship and fun adventures, and author Jeffrey Janicus joining us on This Week in America. Jeff, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be with you.
You know, it's an amazing job that you've done at writing this. I'm reading reviews and people going, okay, we've got a new Halloween tradition. So this is what you've done with the book, A Halloween to Remember. What was the inspiration for this? I mentioned this is sort of a family, a big family time of year. You all get together, you celebrate in various ways. How did you decide to take this family custom enjoyment you have, and turn it into this very successful book?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's a couple of different paths of how I got to where this book is. But, you know, the one baseline path is that I've always just loved the holiday. I've loved everything about it, the trick-or-treating, the costume parties, everything about it. But more than that, I think maybe is that I felt like there was a niche that was missing for this holiday, because like the intro said, everything pretty much about Halloween focuses around scariness and yes, gore and fright. And this book is a departure from that. It's more about the fun and funny side of the holiday. And it's a feel-good story that'll make you laugh and has a little bit of suspense, but it's mostly about just having fun with Halloween and trick-or-treating.
Well, you think back to, as a reader, to when you were kids, and you think back when you had kids and what they went through. I don't think any child of mine saw a beheading. So all these things we read about in the Halloween books, it was fun. It was running through the neighbor's yard. It was comparing what I had in my bag with what you've got in yours, and where to go for the Snickers rather than just a couple pieces of candy corn. So you've captured that essence of that. Once you decide to write, I mentioned you've done some technical writing before. This is the what I think the first novel, as I mentioned, that you'd written. What's the experience like writing before this, and then taking that skill and developing the novel?
Yeah, it's funny. I've written a lot of technical papers, as you say, but I've never written anything that's fun. And so this one was so much more fun than anything I've ever written in the past. And really what I did is I just applied the principles that they taught us back in, third grade. You start with an outline, you develop that outline further, and then you get to a point where you think you can actually write the book, and that's what I did. It sounds simple. It wasn't. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of effort, and it, you know, for a guy like me who's got a day job, it was mostly weekends and then nights, but it sure was a lot of fun. I actually love doing it, and I look forward to trying to do it again.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. This is the first book in a series. Talk about writing a sequel or sequels. What are the plans, and have you started another one?
Yeah, there are plans. And if you read the book at the end, it gives you a little bit of a teaser about what that second book might be. But yes, I have started the outline for the second book. It'll be the same main core of characters with a few different characters intertwined here and there to give it a little different storylines. But yes, I'm pretty much through the outline, and now I'm starting on the refined outline process of the second book. And I'm super excited to get it completed and get it published as well.
Well, people are as well. They really enjoyed the first book in the series, A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang by Jeffrey Janikus. His website, Jeffrey Janikus, JANAKUS.com. Information there on the book. You can order the book there as well. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about the characters because we can sort of all relate to the cast of characters you've created for A Halloween to Remember. But before I do that, they always want you to like have a target age group for the book. And I'm reading reviews and you've got young people that like it. You've got older people I put in my category, or much older people to be accurate in my category, that really enjoy it as well because of the memories it brings back, the pleasantness of this Halloween, this season. Talk about that. Who is the book designed for? And you can say everybody, and that would be acceptable.
Yeah, I think it is pretty much for everybody, of all ages and all backgrounds.
Yes.
and anybody you can imagine, anybody who's familiar with Halloween, I think will enjoy this book. It is targeted a little more as far as the writing style towards the younger audience, so that younger audiences can enjoy it. But then I think older audiences, such as friends that I have and family members that are older, have said that they really enjoy it. And it brings back a lot of fond memories that they had back when they were trick-or-treating and some of their Halloween adventures that they had. And it actually brings people together, and it's a great conversation piece for people to share their own experiences and similarities in the book.
It's a good book to buy for the kids. And then as they say thank you, you say, and when you get finished with it, just sort of leave it out on the coffee table. I want to take a look at it myself. So it's something for the entire family. The book is A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang. Jeffrey Janikus, the author and our guest. That's JANAKUS, his website, jeffreyjanikus.com. Book available Amazon, the usual places. Okay, we go back to October 1988. You've got Mike's Gang. Talk about maybe your favorite character or characters in the book and how you went about creating these people.
Yeah, so all the characters are basically based off of people that I've had experiences with either as a kid or an adult, and I've taken their personalities and I've tweaked them. So no character is about one specific person in my life. It's more that each character is a combination of characteristics and personalities of people that I've had influence me in my life. And so there's nobody that you could say, oh, that's Rick from fourth grade. They're all like bits and pieces of people that I've intertwined together. I've done that with names as well. I've kind of intertwined names together, but there's no one name of anybody that you could ever point to. The other point I'd like to make, as you mentioned it, is that it is set back in the late 1980s, and there's a definite purpose for that. It's put it into a time when, you know, there wasn't cell phones prevalent and social media and all the other distractions that kids seem to have in their lives today. It was back when life was very simple, when, you know, you're outside playing with your friends most of the time, doing things together, not in your room playing video games or watching TV or things like that. And so that was a purposeful setting for the book to create the mood that I think gives the best storyline for this book.
Well, you've done an excellent job in doing that. You capture the essence, certainly back in that era, the late 80s, early 90s, with the book A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang by Jeffrey Janikus, our guest on the program. You talk about the characters based on people that you've known in real life. This is so fascinating that you've sort of captured the essence of all of these people. Have they read the book? Have people that you've sort of taken a few characteristics and wrote about in the book, have they read it? What kind of response are you getting from friends?
Yeah, a lot of the friends that I have that have read the book now and that knew me when I was a kid, they look back and say, yeah, that was pretty funny when we that one scene that you wrote about. I remember a similar situation when we were kids and family members and things like that. And so that's been really fun for people, like I've mentioned before, to look back on their lives and their Halloween experiences and get to relive them and re-enjoy them.
As you wrote this, was there like a favorite chapter that you have in the book? I always sort of hate to ask that because there's sort of like you like them all or you wouldn't have written them. But one that really jumps out like, boy, this the memories came flooding back as soon as I started writing this one.
Yeah, it's hard not to like the end of the book, the climax chapters at the end, because they give the excitement and the everything, all of the storylines come together, all the characters, you know, you truly see who each character is at the end and what they're about. But honestly, I'd have to pick the second chapter where they're all sitting in the lunchroom and they're talking about Halloween and what they like about it and what it means to them. And you really get a sense of how important this holiday is to this group of kids. And not only that, but you get a real good sense of what their personalities are and who they are and what they're about. And it really sets the tone for the book moving forward.
Well, you capture the individual personalities of Mike's gang in the book, Halloween to Remember, the Halloween Gang. Jeffrey Janikus, J-A-N-A-K-U-S, the author, our guest. His website, jeffreyjanikus.com. One element that you talk about, and I guess maybe it's overlooked some, is sort of the strategy, the planning. If you do Halloween right, there is some planning that goes into that, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. I mean, not as much as I've written in the book. Obviously, when you write fiction, you tend to embellish on the concepts.
Yes.
and such. But yes, to some extent, you know, every kid plans a route, you know, decides which house they certainly want to make sure that they hit. Maybe there's another group of friends they want to run into along the way and then trick or treat with. And so I took those basic concepts of planning and Halloween and just took it to the nth degree. You know, pick the group of kids that are completely engulfed in the whole Halloween trick-or-treating environment and took it to the nth degree where they plan meticulously for everything to make sure that the night is as great as it can be.
And everybody working together to make the night exceptional. The storylines like that in the book, based on real life experiences, how it sounds like this is almost autobiographical in talking about your experiences with your friends back for Halloween.
Yeah, like I mentioned before, some of it is definitely things that we did. And you know, the way that we did plan and we did try to meet up with kids and we did try to make it as productive a Halloween gathering of candy
yes.
as possible, but not to the extent that it is in the book. The what they do in the book takes it to a whole nother level, which might be kind of fun. You know, I'm thinking maybe there's some kids out there now that may take this book and run, and they may actually end up planning the way that they do in the book, and it could be a lot of fun for some kids.
Could be an instruction manual for young Halloweeners out there. The book is A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang by Jeffrey Janikus, our guest on the program. Obviously a huge fan of Halloween, family is as well. What was your favorite part as you look back on Halloween as a kid? Was there like a particular part of it that, boy, this I live for this. This is almost like Christmas at the end of October.
Yeah, the easy answer when you're a kid is candy, right? You just
yes.
love getting
yes.
candy. You love eating candy. And I think that I thought that that was the reason. But now that I look back at the experiences, it was really about that. It was about the experiences with my friends, being out, having fun, joking, the conversations that we had, you know, the things we talked about. And that's shared in the book as well. There's the main plot, the main story, but there's a whole bunch of side conversations and funny conversations that sort of have to do with the story, but sort of don't. They're just kind of about life and about the characters and their banter back and forth. And that's really the part that myself, as well as I think most adults now looking back at trick-or-treating, that's the part that I really like the most.
Let me ask you, as an adult, have you ever grown up when it comes to Halloween? What's your favorite part of Halloween now? Do you still maybe sneak out and grab a candy bar in the neighborhood Halloween night?
No, now I'm relegated to handing out the candy, but which is great. I love that part. But I think now what we really enjoy are the costume parties, you know, having costume parties, dressing up. And we have the means now to have better costumes
yes,
than we
yes.
did as kids. It was more makeshift costumes then, and now we have the ability to really dress up and be something very fun. And I like picking characters that you can act out in, you know, not so much just a costume, but also trying to act out the personality. The costume is a lot of fun.
For so many people, Halloween is like one day. For you, when do you start Halloween? We're now a few weeks away. I assume you're planning, you've got things going. Your kids are probably into it. It's like waiting for Christmas Eve. How much fun is it, the preparation leading up to Halloween?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We think about it pretty much the whole month of October. And now that I've written this book, I think about it almost all year long. So, and that's great. I love the holiday. I think the more attention it gets and the more catchphrase these days is awareness, then the better. I just think it's a great holiday that everybody should enjoy and enjoy to the fullest.
This was special for you and your friends, your generation. What do you find in your kids? Obviously, they've captured that that excitement, that enthusiasm, that mystique of Halloween that you had. Are kids grabbing a hold of that today, do you think, based on your children and their friends?
I think so, yeah. I think, like I said earlier, a lot of kids are consumed, you know, with social media and video games and other things in their life right now, and Halloween gives them that escape. It's fun for them to get out that one night and roam free and gather some candy and be with their friends and just have a great time and be a kid.
When you were out yourself going door to door, and there's always somebody you sort of focus on in the neighborhood because you know they give you good stuff. What was the good stuff that you got? What was the pot of gold you got? What was it that somebody would give you and you're like, wow, this is great?
Yeah, it always seemed like there was that one house
yes.
that would give you like a full-size candy bar or a full bag of something that was more than just the tiny mini little pieces that you would get. And so that was always the goal, is to make sure that you got to that house and you got that candy bar and you didn't want to miss it. And you were always afraid as a kid that they might run out, you know, because
yes, yes.
How many full candy bars could somebody really have in their house? This is incredible. And so that was always the goal, was to get there and make sure that you got that big candy bar.
So the fun sizes are good, but if you really want to score in the neighborhood, full size is the way to go. That's what will capture the attention of everybody in the neighborhood. Are you thinking about other types of books? You do such an excellent job in writing this book, the first in the series, Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang. Thinking about doing any other type of writing?
Yeah, yes, I think so. I'm not sure what yet. I've got some other ideas in the back of my head about some different topics, and maybe it's with the same group of people, maybe it's a different group of people, but yeah, that's the one thing about me, is I'm always churning with ideas and thinking of new things that may be fun to write and that other people might enjoy reading.
Well, it's interesting because Mike and the gang's going to get older, so you can follow them as they go through the coming of age through all of the different stages of your life. You've got a good group of characters there to work with. It's being called by some people a new Halloween tradition. The book by Jeffrey Janikus, Janakus, his website, jeffreyjanikus.com. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. The book, A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang. This is the first in the series, working on more. Jeff, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. I love the enthusiasm, sort of a different look on Halloween and capturing all the different elements and bringing them together. You do an excellent job of doing that in your book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. It was very enjoyable talking to you.
Thank you. It was fun having you with us. And the book by Jeffrey is A Halloween to Remember, The Halloween Gang. Jeffrey Janikus, the author. His website, jeffreyjanikus.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.